give chavis, so this the red duch may be a little bit the sheet, so you shave him to get a clerk and everyone was having a lot of trouble with the sugya. Trying to maybe make a little bit of sense out of the sugya of chaviso. Maybe you must have met a shiloh that I had under his book. The book starts off with the sugya learning with Rashi. He learns chaviso means a tachshon. Then we're talking about pirurei lechem, that one is basho b'kederim, together with this tachshon of chaviso. Mamash al-dara tachshon. Parsons can understand, so that's the chiddush. It's all telling the tachshon. Since it was basho, therefore maybe it does lose it. However, if you look at the Hemshech of the Rishon, when he gets down to Lachan Mikulon, he has said to his Kasha, Lachan Mikulon Kedai, right there, you can't tell me that it's talking about Menachos. Talking about Menachos, Menachos are not Chomis, Menachos are only Matzah. You can't learn like Rashi and it's talking about Menachos. Therefore, it has to be talking about, like Rashi, like Tesha says, you're Lachan Mikulon Medium, all the Chomisha Medium together, and he took them. You ate them all together as a kazayin, you ate your chiyav matzah, or everyone is a kares if it's coming. The shaila is, the kares here in Eobe, you start off with Rashi and salt only in Tavshon, and then you switch the tzitz in the middle. The feature of Rashi is not the shver, because Rashi which tells you says that we're talking about menachas over there. Lachem Mikul is talking about menachas, and we'll say like Tesha says that it's, since it's tigun, tigun is a tigun of bishul, so Rashi is himself, he's very glad, he's holding reed. However, the third of his book, he started off learning like Rashi. I think the Rambam thinks also he started off learning like Rashi. And we're talking about Bishul. And then he switched in the middle. Then we're talking about Lachan Mikulon. It's not talking about, not Bishul, not even Tigun. Ever there, what's the Shalat of Chalat from Lachan Mikulon to the dinner of Yehud? Yehud is Bishul. This is nothing. But the main, the kasha that the Akhrenim asked on this is, you can ask in the Rishon. It's not, however, it's a theory they obey. The Seder. Hopefully, get back to that. Behemshim. So, we must do the Shita of Rashi cases. Start with Shita of Rashi. Rav Yosef said two Chidushim. Rav Yosef said that if Purim that are more than a Kezayit, the Halacha is Nimi Kamoit Nibar Hamamotis. Purim that are less than a Kezayit, you make them a Zainis and a Alam Achil. Dr. Yosef, Mino Amin Allah, where do I know this Chidush? Shalaz what Chidush? Which Chidush was he talking about? Rav Yosef said two Chidushim. Says Rashi Mifurish, Mino Amin Allah, like Rashi. Referring to the other, to the first image. How do I know when I get to Purim that are Kezayim that I have to make Hamoniki? The first of the Shalit is, and what's the other finish? Heard the bigger finish. You know Amin Allah that in Purim that are Chuzmi Kezayim, you don't have to make Hamoniki. The heard you could say in two ways. Two Malachim and I understand Rashi. First Malach is because, since we're talking about Bishon, and we already saw on the Hamadzayin Amar Aleph, talking off of Bishlo, that Bishlo has the Yechelis to Mafkiya the Shem Pas, Mafkiya the Teret Pas, will come to the Ainu Prisus Kelmer, whatever that means, Kol Echel Mishu Tosei. However, we see that the Tchuna of Bishlo is the Mafkiya the Teret Pas. May it was Pasha to Rav Yosef that in Purim that a Pchuz Mishazayim, it doesn't have a Teret Pas. That you don't even have a Raya for. That's, you don't need a Raya. You still have that Bishlo's Mafkiya the Teret Pas. If Purim Pchuz Mishazayim, it's Pasha that when you have Purim that Pchuz Mishazayim, and then in Basho, it's Pasha that it's Mafkiya the Teret Bishlo. The Chor of the Pashtus and Rashi, and the male, you didn't have to bring your eyes to that problem. If you learn like Yerushalmi, it's very glad. For any person, you must be the Pashtus and Rashi. That's ready, Nick, learn the Bransha. That's Tama Sheva, okay. We'll have to get to that in Behemshech, in the Hanani. Come to us that the chiddush that this din of chus mechazayis, the chiddush that prach mechazayis, you only come with you. That's even if there is three of the nama, even if it looks like bread, tastes like bread, but it's in this basho, still it's not going to have a din of pas, because the sheishes who said upon him, according to Rava, is talking about that even has three of the nama. That means Rav Yosef when he said his din is talking about even if it doesn't have, it was nama chazayis three of the nama, mashma even if it does have three of the nama, if it's chus mechazayis. It's not gonna, if it's possibly Chazayis, you're not going to become with it. Shalva is Taka, why should it be that way? That's the first Malach. First Malach in Pashtus is that we're talking about the Chiddush. Since we're the Sugi of Chavis is known by Bishul, we have Pashtus that possibly Chazayis doesn't have a Teres lesson. The next Malach is to say, no, in the Hanami. The reason why he didn't have to bring your eye to possibly Chazayis is because nothing to do with Bishul. Whether a Sugi is talking about Bishul or a Sugi is not talking about Bishul. When it comes to Peru, that includes Mitzvahs, they never have a third lesson. The chashivus of lechem that they gave to give a bracha, that's not to have a Mitzvahs. Maybe what we see, the Rabbi says, when Maskana Sagamar, the Shat the Shita and Rishengin, the Rabbi and the Meir, they both bring down, the Rabbi holds that Pas, which is less than a Kazayin, even when Maskana Sagamar, you cannot make a Moisi, it's going to be less than a Kazayin. Rabbi Kharik may never find the Hill between Rabbi Rishengin, you always make a Moisi. But there is such a Shita, even when Maskana Sagamar. So we can say, Me'ein the Shita, that in the Hadamini of the Gemara, or the Dinner of Yosef, that is, that Kokama, that Pas doesn't have a Shira b'Kazayis, it's never going to happen in the normal way. Or Kadimotha, not that. That's generally how we have. Usually a person has a whole lesson, he slices it up into pieces, and that's how he eats it. The fact that you have to ruin a lesson b'Kazayis, that's only the normal way to find such thing is by Chavisa.
So why
is
the
okay, we'll get up to that. What would be the Kiddush that is in the Quran, it's Kanzai. The reason why he didn't have to bring Kubi there is not the Kashi. But the reason why he didn't have to bring a Raya at the bottom of the Kazai is even without Kashi. Some of the Kazai, through the Kazai, never have been a Kazai.
I'm not changing the part of the
Kazai. Kanzai. Yeah. Okay, just to be mindful a little bit more, these Malachim. Tesis, Kinir understood the Pashas like the first Malachim. Tesis understood the Rashi, fact Tesis of Rashi, how can you tell me? The chavisa means bishul. We see by menachas, there's no bishul in the well. So what would be what's the raya from menachas? To Rebbeitzis, menachas is not talking about bishul. And Rebbeitzis is talking about bishul. It's up there, LMI, the Stephen. The Stephen doesn't seem to be bishul. And then he says, oh, but lakam bikulam. It didn't have lakam bikulam. There was no bishul over there. Muhas, that he didn't understand in Rashi, that any time that Peru and Arpuz make a zayas, they're not going to have a third lesson. What's he asking by lakam bikulam? There's no bishul. Of course, when you get the lakam bikulam, let's talk about less than a kazayis, you don't need a division. Muhas HaTeshus understood in Rashi that even by Peru and Kuzma Kazayis, the whole reason Lefi Shita's Rashi that it does not have a serious lesson is because of the division. Like, yeah, there's no question. And Rashi is not so shver. Rashi is not so shver. Because he answers the same thing. Rashi says that it works. We are talking over there that he has a lot of his own. It's also talking about Menachas. Since it's also talking about Menachas, right? There's Tegan there. And Teshus was already meowed before him that Tegan has the same din as Bishul. And Melo, you're talking about Bishul, you have a glass of Raya, it's a Revisa. Revisa is talking about Bishul, we're talking about Tegan over here. Tegan is a Raya to Bishul. What's that? No, that's another Malach. Right now we're going that everything is talking about Bishul. Nothing to do with the Raya. Everything is going in Bishul. The first Malach, we're going back to the first Malach, we're going to the first Malach in Rashi. The Haimu that the Chiddush is, only because it's Nizbasho. Since it's Nizbasho, it's Pachamine the Teres Pach. When it's Pach Mechazayis, I don't have to bring a Raya, because Bisho, on Pach Mechazayis, it's Pach that it doesn't have to be Pach of all. What's the Raya for Menachas? Menachas is talking about Bisho, or Tigan with all our Pachas. Either the other Kasha that takes his ass, that Lachara, Lachar Bikulon, it can't be talking about Menachas, because Menachas are only Baal Masa, not Baal Chomet. That already could answer either like the Rishonim, like the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says that when we say that Lachem Yikulon, we're talking about Menachas, but not Menachas that you brought in the Beit HaMikdash. If you wanted to make a home-baked Mincha, this is how you're doing. We're talking about Lachem Yikulon. If you would do the same thing that they do in the Beit HaMikdash when they make a Mincha, and you make this Mincha at home, it would have this and this. So the Chanami, we're talking about the Muslim of Menachas, of making a Mincha at home, but it's not going to have the same thing of a Mincha. It could be, and it could be made in the apron that became chametz, or which was chametz, or like our friends say, it's already chametz. It turned into chametz afterwards. Not so sure you can get out of it. But what is shver if you know this malach rashi is first of all the Navi Zavah says, if you look at the Rambam in Ma'aseh Karbonis, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, he tells you the recipe for making these menachas. Minchas hamachas hamaches kesa. What's the recipe to make these menachas? Noitzen Hashem b'kli. First you put down oil, cover it with flour, then put another oven full of oil on top. And you mix it all up. Then you mix it in warm water. And you bake it on a machlas and macheshes. Where's the tigan? Anybody see any tigan here? You have oil, then you mix it together with the flour, and together with poishrin. And you make it into, a frying pan. The halacha is though, a frying pan that you only put a tiny little bit of oil in a frying pan, that it shouldn't stick to the bottom and get burnt. That is a regular din of afia. That does not have a din of kibun. What's that? Two full layers of oil that you mixed up though. You didn't put it there to be matagin. You put it there, you put the oil, you put the flour, you put the oil on top, mix it together, and then it says, oh, you have to think, but you got to go straight, well, you have to say that, this is so much oil, like you're saying, this is so much oil. Bishul is mafkir the teres pas. Afi is never mafkir going to be teres pas. Afi is the way that you make pas. Bishul is the way that you mafkir from pas. But if we're talking about manopin, this is the way that you make the pas. Not that we mafkir the pas, couldn't be able to rely from manopin. You make your challah like that also. Challah you also make with flour and oil and water. The whole you said over here is the fact that it's bishul, and you want to say that there's tigun. Tigun is the same thing as bishul. The chal over here is no tigun. But the meir will say that since there's so much oil, so the meir still has the din of a tigun. But of the chal, it's still shver. Is that what's the din? Rashi says on Malalas, and it's pointed out here. Ramzan on Malalas. What does bishul do? When is bishul mafkir the teres pas? Zok Rashi, off atachno bishul. Says Rashi, lachash off atana vato lachin fazer bishul b'mayim. The way to be mafkir the teres pas is after if the lechem was nimeichu, if it dissolved, it turned into to water, so to speak. Nimeichu, totally melted into the water. That's what it's considered as if it doesn't have a teres pas. Tigun is going to do such a thing? Tigun, you want to say, yeah, we have a tigun over here. The tigun is going to do the same thing as the bishul b'mayim? Boiling something in water is going to be making the tigun is going to do the same thing. It's a little bit fair. Taitas doesn't even want to say the tigun is the same thing as bishul. And Taitas doesn't learn that bishul has to go so far as Shitas Rashi. Taitas Rashi learns that Prisus Kalmish, the Vitaitas means we pick it up and it falls apart. Not that it has to be Mamish Nimeichu. And even Taitas doesn't want to say that tigun is the same thing as bishul. We're going to say the Shitas Rashi that tigun does have the same thing as bishul. Bishul makes the Nimeichu. Tigun does the same thing. Kenzai, that's really Nichol and the Chazanishin and the Brisker of us. Kasha that they have on Rashi. What? Nimeichu. Nimeichu. That doesn't have to use the name. So the Makwek is in the Bible, so we're going to read the scripture. What? And what takes off the streets of the Nam? What is Mefkir the third line? Kenzai, you can say that. Rashi says them over there. Basic Kinnir is different. Yeah, you have to say, the Rishon already in Machalik. You have to say that there's a different version in the Rishon we feed the weird in the Rishon. Pasha is the way the Rashi understands that it's Nimoichu, Echadis in the Tzim. But even without that, fact Nichol in the Chazanish and the Bichur of Kasha, fact of Machalik, what's your raya from Menachai to the dinner of Yosef? Yosef is talking about where you broke it up into pieces and then you're mavashim. So there we can say that the bishul on such small pieces is not here from the teres lechem. However, the case of Menachai is the fakir. The bishul or the tigun shafted into the lechem. That's what made it into the mincha. And afterwards you broke it up into pieces. It wasn't that you broke it up into pieces and then you mavashim the teres lechem, I'll be mavashim it. Fakir, you made it into lechem through the bishul, through the tigun. And then you broke it up into pieces. What's the dimin b'chol? Of course over there it's going to have a din of amaytim. You made it to lachem, then you broke the lachem into pieces that are kezayis. Of course it's going to have a din of amaytim. Not a right to the din of amaytim, where you broke up into small pieces, and then you're mavashim. And you have to be mazvei. If you look at the taka mazvei, they say, in the chanam, the taka no difference. It doesn't make a difference. The chiddush of amaytim is, as long as you have tachy the right itself. It's mizbashim, and it's pachim mechazayis. It doesn't make a difference. Whether or not the bishul happened before the ptito or the ptito happened before the bishul, you have tied to the reisa, ptito, it's prur that are plus mechazayis, or prur that are exact, prur, tied to ptito, and there was a bashul, can have the same din. I don't care if the bishul happened before and the bishul happened after. So you have to say the bishul is not the regular lechem. Real lechem, like we'll see b'hemshech ha-sugya, but again, so the sugya shuskini, real lechem is only when it's Betanim. We saw in the Teichel, Ba'ach Wester Noshim, Lachem Betanim, it says, Lechem is really only Betanim. So how about it's Bishul, that doesn't have a real Teres Lechem. So if it's Bishul, it's not a Teres Lechem, and it's Kezayim, Pitim doesn't have a third wife, the two things together, not here the same person. Pashtus, that's how it comes down. Chazanish is Malki, he says if you eat it right away, so then it's obviously Kavanah, so Ken Zayin and Chanami, you don't have to make a mitzvah. Pashtus, yeah, if you have a piece of French toast, and you're metagin, and you cut it into pieces, you're not going to have to make, according to your basis, you're not going to have to make a mitzvah. 100%. It's going by Pah, we're talking about. What do you mean? That you should have to, yeah. The question is if you're passing with Tarek at the day. Pashtus is going to go with Tarek at the day. No. The third child is really smart in this chat is that if Rashi Taka was trying to, if Rav Yitzchak was talking about his bashman, and his whole chiddush is that I'm more than a kezayis, even though it's his bashman, still we have to make hamaisi on it, so why Taka didn't he bring a rise in the bright side where we said Lama Zayna Marala? Talking about Alpha Bishon, does not Shafruz Kiyovas, you make hamaisi? L'chor, you should have brought a rise from the bright side. Why did he have to come? That's in the Rav already, asked the Kasha. As best, if he should have that we're talking about his bashman, so we have a brisa. What do you have to go to run to Menachos for? We have a brisa on the Amud before him that says that if you're Mavasha, it's tough and you offer the Mishnah, if it's not your Prisky Omid, you make Amaiti. We see it doesn't lose its third path if it's Hagam that is his bashman. However, that's all if we understand Rashi is going by Bishul. If you want to, however, Ken Zayin that the whole din of Rashi is not talking about Bishul before. And the whole Chiddush of Rav Yosef that he said, Dafka by Bishop, Dafka by Kezayis, because when it's less than a Kezayis, it never has Teresas. Fogmi Kezayis never has Teresas. That means with the Bishop, without the Bishop, in Imala, Benomer, Blushim Nachal David. Doesn't make a difference whether it has Bishop or doesn't have Bishop. The whole thing over here is handling only more than a Kezayis, because when it's less than a Kezayis, it's faster than it never has Teresas. The Chashivas of Pas is only when it has a Kezayis. Avilay, I think it's very glass. That's derived from, I mean, it's very, very misavar also. For Kamadeh, you don't have, let's say, the raya from Menachos. There's no visual over there. First of all, you don't need visual. For Kamadeh, there's no, and Tigim Spas is not going to do the same amount as visual. The whole reason that we said Chavitza is just the Orcha Devotha Noka, like the Nachos over there. However, when you get to the mindset of what the Halacha is, it's not going to make any difference. Look at Miku and Kizai. I'm not talking about visual. Doesn't make a difference that we're not talking about visual. If you, since we're, doesn't make a difference that much, since it's less than a kezayis, never gonna have a teres lachem. And it happens to be very mitzvah in Rashi. Rashi says, by Tosfos wants to say, but that's Rashi, that the mincha is mitzvah. The tigin is the same thing as visual. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, parfon, the menachah tafuyeh salamacha. What does he want? Menachah tafuyeh salamacha. First of all, why does he have to say before? What if you just say, he says, just say, la menachah. La amacha, la chavitim. What do you tell me? The menachos hayafui is la amacha. And we're very mizuik in Rashi that the ikar nekuda over here is not the tigun. The ikar nekuda over here is pushes the fact that they were ketitim, that they were broken up into pieces. The fact that it's mevushal, that doesn't do anything. Maybe when it comes to menachos, I don't actually talk about mevushal. I'm not talking about tigun. Menachos hayafui. And if it has a very limited lesson, the chokama that is pushing the zayin, it's going to be never going to have a little lesson. On that, a bias, very quick. Very quick, the bias. You see, but how can you tell me that less than a kezayis never has a teres lachem mechlal? I see by lachem mikulin kezayis, the halacha is that you make amoiti on it. You tell me that plus me kezayis never make amoiti. Over there there's no tigun, or even if he says that there's no visual, or even if he says that there's tigun, fishy kezayis, you don't have to come up with it. You don't have tigun, or even if you do have tigun, it doesn't have a visual, it doesn't make a difference. The kash is less. I see you're saying that if it's less than a gazayas, it doesn't have a din of pas. Here I see that if it's less than a gazayas, it does have a din of pas. What would be the raya from Menachos Bechal? What was the raya from Menachos? Menachos Bechal, what does it mean a raya that more than a gazayas, you have to make a moisim? So, Bechal, it's interesting. If you look at the Gemara on Amar Aleph, the Mancha Prusin Kayomi. As opposed to the Lashon HaNomer Beis, we're always talking about Perur. What's the difference between Perur and Prusin? And Lechem Shalim? Mashma, what is the Hemshech of the Gemara, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara says, we'll get back to that in a second. Abaya says, in fact Abaya, how can you tell me that Ketitim, Perur, Prusin, Mechazai, if you don't make Amaiti, I see that Perur, Prusin, Mechazai, Welcome to Kul, and you do make Amaiti. On that he says, Dafto, Bobi, Lechem, Golo. What does that mean, Bobi, Lechem, Golo?
What's the, that's what the Gemara comes out saying. The Rami Lechem Gadol. The Hainu Kol Kama that you have a Chashivas of a Lechem, so that even if you're going to have Gerurim from the Lechem, it's always going to retain the Chashivas of the Lechem. When a person sits down and he has a Chal in front of him, so he has to always eat a Kedayat at a time for it to have the Chashivas of Lechem. Kol Kama that he's sitting down and he has a Lechem Lechono, he has even a slice of bread Lechono, Kol Kama that he eats from this Lechem, it's always going to have the Chashivas of Lechem. You don't have to, Kol Kama that you have the bread there, the Lechem Gadol, that always has a Chashivas. I have a pirur now. Pirur only doesn't have a chashivas when it's individual. When you have individual pirur by themselves, then it doesn't have a chashivas. So common that you took it off of the lechem gadol, so then of course it has a chashivas. Don't give me machayev you to eat from the lechem gadol kizayis at a time. Plus you can take off pirur from the lechem gadol. One chiddush. The one of the eighth of chiddush. Eighth chiddush was when it's pas mechazayis, it's possible that pirur that are pas mechazayis do not have a third lechem. The whole chiddush is pirurin, which are more than a kizayis, they still have a third lechem. Hagam that it's not a lechem shalom, not a bami lechem shalom kini. You don't have a lechem shalom. And hagam that it's not prusas, it's not slices. You never have the chashivas of lechem. All we have over here is pirurin. Are your pirurin are more than a kizayis? What's the difference? Who says that a pirur, I knew a little a piece? What's a kizayis? Pirur of kizayis. You don't have a lechem gadol. You don't have a slice of lechem which you can reckon as something which is kosher. Who says that a pirur has chashivas of lechem? Kol kama that is something which is individual by itself, a pirur of lechem, even if it's the size of kizayis. Who says you would make a mighty on that? If it's less than a kizayis, it's probably that it doesn't have chashivas. The whole chiddush is when it's more than a kizayis, still have to make, I still would make a mighty on that. Can not look at this, that's why Rashi didn't bring a raya from, there's no reason to bring a raya from Tafa off no Bishlam anymore. We're not talking about Bishlam. The whole chiddush revit has nothing to do with Bishlam. The whole chiddush revit is going daft minagea to without Bishlam. The chiddush is even without Bishlam. If it's a pure, which is more than a kezayis, a crumb which is a kezayis, you still have to make a mighty on it. Still consider that it has a chashiv, you have to make a mighty. If it's a crumb which is less than a kezayis, that's pasha. You don't have to bring your ass, then you don't have to make a mighty on it. It's very good. And Rashi never mentions Bishlam in the top all the Rashi. Rashi never once mentions Bishlam. And only that, Benishik, he says, he keeps on saying when there's 12 pieces, they have petitim. They have chashivas, they don't have chashivas. He's all reckoning whether or not the petitim has chashivas of bread or not chashivas of bread. The Chura, like we learned Pashas in the Gemara that it's talking about Bishlam, so you should have said it doesn't have a serious lechem or it doesn't have a serious lechem. It doesn't make a difference whether or not it's small pieces or big pieces when you get the chashivas, whether it has a serious lechem or not. Rashi is always modeling whether it has a chashivas or it doesn't have a chashivas. Mashmah, we're going without the bishul. Samazani. It's a small piece, it never has a chashivas of lechem. From this, the Bidista, Rashi, it's a totally different sugya. Rashi is not really like that, like the Rishayim. The Rishayim understood in Rashi that the sugya is a sugya bishul. According to this, it's not a sugya bishul before. Wall handling, a sugya. Samazani, we have pot that is more than a kezayis. It's a pure. A crumb more than a kezayis that's abusive, you have to make a moiti. And that's when you have to bring your eyes. If it's less than a kazayin, unfortunately you don't have to make a mighty. We're not talking about fish. No shadows in the show. And if not, fish will do the same thing. That's even when it's proof of canvas. Even when you take a whole bottle and you stick it in, you can move out of it, you can't find a fuck up in the ship there at the top. Here's something about that fish. You have pieces though. These pieces, do they have a third lesson? Individual pieces, do they have a third lesson? If it's less than a kazayin, it doesn't. It's more than a kazayin. Rashi, give Rashi a little bit of a shot. Take it out of the gun. Give it a different shot. Ken Zan, if you're going to say Bami Lechem Gadol, according to Rav Yosef, there would be a chilek, whether or not, right. The din of Chavitza is dafka when it's not Bami Lechem Gadol. I think in Chavitza anyhow is never going to be have a din of Bami Lechem Gadol, because you always see it in a different setting. You don't see it as a Bami Lechem Gadol. Even if the lechem is sitting right there, you don't see a Bami Lechem Gadol. But theoretically, if it would be Bami Lechem Gadol, no, Ken Zan, if it's less than a kezayis, it never has a chashivas. The less than a kezayis never has a chashivas. The chiddush is more than a kezayis if it's a pure. If it's more than a kezayis and it is a lechem, 100% you're going to make a mighty. The chiddush is more than a kezayis and it's a pure. But if it's a pure which is less than a kezayis, I don't even have to come on to the fact that it broke off or something else. Even if it was whole, Ken Zan doesn't have a chashivas. Less than a kezayis, Ken Zan never has a chashivas. So if you did, we could go to Shita Sesis and say, come out the same thing. what's the pasuk Shana says? Taisa says, what's chavitza? Chavitza means not bishul, rather with the pirurin when it's daku ayin dvash or merak. Either through soup or honey, you put the pieces of put the pirurin together. And on that, the shayla is what's Rav Yitzchak's chiddush? Rav Yitzchak says mino amino. What's Rav Yitzchak's chiddush? Like this, also we can say there's two chiddushim. We can say the pashtus, that's what Pnei Yeshua says, and it is very meduyik in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rav Yitzchak's pirurin shim ein bepirurin kezayit, af opin shalein is bashul ein bevar koyim amoyti. The chiddush of Rav Yitzchak is not like Rashi says mino amino. Rashi says mino amino. That's the chiddush of Rav Yitzchak. You know, I'm going to have more than a kezayit, you have to make a moiti. Meduik in Rabbi Yehuda, not that way. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is done less than a kezayit. Less than a kezayit, you don't have to make a moiti. Or more than a kezayit, fortunately you're going to have to make a moiti. What did you do already? The dafku pieces that are more than a kezayit, I did rash, fortunately. So you're going to have to make a moiti. However, the shrekhet is, what's the raya from Menachos to fall? First of all, what's the raya from Menachos? Menachos is talking about a kezayit. Menachos is not talking about falls from a kezayit. As the effect of Bnei Yeshua. There's no rabbi, if the whole Chiddush Rav Yitzchak is going on from the Kazayit, you have no rabbi from Menachos. Menachos is talking about a Kazayit. The second shvarket is that Bechlal, like the Chazanish in the Mitzvah of it, they have Chiddush on Taisa. The whole din of Menachos is not talking about that there was this Kabra Ali Day Dvash or anything. It's talking about that there was Tegan first and then he broke it up. And you have to be Masi can say, like we said before him, in a Hanami, since it was this Kabru Ali Day Tegan, and then you broke it into pieces, it has the same thing. It doesn't make a difference what the order of events were. Paralytic. But then you can have also what's very, like all the Achrayna mask. Effective Kivagir, effective Goyin, effective Madani Yavzir, effective Yeshua. Then there's no right for Lakabi Kulan. What's the right if the whole dinner reviews is talking about afterwards in the Shabru, Ayinid Vash, and that though, and when it's Pach Mechazayim, it doesn't have a din of Pach. Since the Shabru Ayinid Vash doesn't have a din of Pach. What's the kasha from Lakam Mikulin? Lakam Mikulin is not talking about that reason. Chabro Yidei Vash, and we saw in the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yehuda, they all say that if you have Pirurin Kizayis that were not in Chabro, nothing happened to them. It always retains the din of lechem, even if they're tiny little pieces. So Lakam Mikulin, which is not talking about in Zavku, it's pasha that that's going to be on Moitzi. That's not a kasha in Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said this was when it's in Zavku. Tmir Abasi, Rav Yeshua Bab Shver, Vegan Bab Shver. However, if you want to say al derech that we said in Rashi, which is how the Mishmas Aldum and Nachmas Aldum, they go, they understand that ena chanami chavitzu staka not ma'alev ena ma'alev anywhere. The fact that it's a zavtu, it's all for the most of not that we're talking about chavitzu. That's what, usually when you have small pieces. But ena chanami doesn't make a difference whether or not it's zavtu, whether or not it's not zavtu. There's no difference. The chiddush of Rav Yosef is that al pach mechazayin. Or even more than a kezayit, fewer than a more than a kezayit. Let's say you have to, you still have to make a moiti, and that's derived from an office. An office is also talking about a kezayit. But unless than a kezayit, just like Rashi says, you don't have to bring a raya. So it's over here. You don't have to bring a raya. Less than a kezayit is pushing. It never has a teres pas. Whether it's a zavku, whether or not it's not a zavku. If you look at Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says the same thing before Rabbeinu Yehuda. ועד כפר השאפר, שכמוי שזה בלוי בישל, ואני מברך המלאב, הוא הדינמי בחביצה, כיוון שאין שם בישל, אלא חיבר בעלמה, שמחבר יוצא בקרן עם דבש, עם מרק, איסל למיימר, אף על פי שאין בפירו כזה, שברך מלאב מייצי. He says, כל כמה אם there's no בישל, I don't care what else you did to it. You could be stuck it together, you could use super glow, you use מרק, you use דבש, I don't care what you use. As long as there was no bishul, it's not going to have the same thing. We saw in Amaral, the only way to be mafkiyah of the teres pas is via bishul. Anything less than bishul is always going to have the teres pas. So that's derived from Menachos and from Lakam Mikulin. What's the difference if it was Lakam Mikulin? There's no, it wasn't a chabra or anything, like the other friend said. So what? Does it make a difference? The whole raya is going to get to Pirun that it puts me to Zion. If bishul, if there was no bishul over there, it doesn't make a difference whether it wasn't chabra or not in the chabra. As long as it's Pirun puts me to Zion, never make a mighty. The only shayla to see this is, with the Nachas David already is murder, is that lechera, we've seen Rabbeinu Yehuda not that way. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that there's three darbits, there's three halachas. There's one halacha that has to do with bishul. The second halacha that has to do with nizdavko ayde merach. And there's a third halacha, and that's talking about perurim, that are chus mi chazayim, that they never lose their teres hamoitzi. They're always the teretz lechem. Perurim plus mechazayim never lose the teretz lechem, and you always make a moitzi on them. See what we're saying now, the Tzadish Kentesh. According to what we're saying, the whole shock of a teretz gemara is going that perurim, that a plus mechazayim, don't have a teretz pas. So how could you come and tell me at the end of the day that perurim that are chus mechazayim never lose the teretz pas? Before they never had a chashivas in the first place. Purim plus mechazayim never had a chashivas, the pas. So Torah Nissen, you want to be Matarit maybe. Shami Nissen, you want to be, say, Ken Zayin, that the whole din of, that the Rabbi Yehuda said, that Purim Chus Michazayim, never lose the Teretz Pas, that's Dafka when it's Bomi Lechem Gadol. It's Bomi Lechem Gadol, so then it never loses the Teretz Pas. But if you had Purim Mechazkila that were Chus Michazayim, in a Chanami, they wouldn't have a Teretz Pas. Whoever is looking at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not Mashmah said, it's not Mechalik at all, whether or not it's Bomi Teretz Pas. Lechem Gadol, not Bomi Lechem Gadol. The only thing that we could say in Taisus is that Taisus Taka doesn't go with this Rabbeinu Yehuda. Taisus doesn't make these Chalukim, all these different Gimel Gedarim that the other Rishonim do. Taisus says, at the end of Taisus says, he says, Teresa Dinama. What's Teresa Dinama? So if I was Taisus and I was asked for Teresa Dinama, something that doesn't have Teresa Dinama, I would say something that was Nizdabku Ayde Mara. But Taisus says, what's Teresa Dinama? Teresa Dinama means that it was soaked in water. That's the only way to get rid of Teresa Dinama. But if you wouldn't, and that was the Chiddush Rav Sheshit. Chiddush Rav Sheshit says that as long as you didn't soak it in water, you have perurim that are by themselves, then you have to make a moitzi. If you soaked it in water, it doesn't have to use the nama, you don't have to make a moitzi. Even they came and said that was what was this Chiddush in Rav Sheshit. According to Rav Sheshit, it's Dafka in Rav Sheshit that perurim plus mechazayim should have to make a moitzi. According to Rav Yosef, Taka, there was no perurim plus mechazayim, you never have to make a moitzi. It's this Chiddush in Rav Sheshit that Purim Chus Mechazayim, you have to make a moitzi. What do you mean? Say, Taka no matter. It could be like Rashi also, that Purim Gedolim Mechazayim, you have to make a moitzi, you have to make a moitzi on. Why is that Barur? But who says? Kol Kama, the same Chiddush that we're saying in Rashi. That Kol Kama, that it's not a Lechem Gadol. You don't have a big piece. It's a pure. It's not a Trusa. It's not something which is Chashem. Who says that you have to make a moitzi? I see that if it's a pure which is Baruch Hashem, you don't have to make a mitzvah. Pure which is Mutter Hashem, you have to make a mitzvah. This book, Moskubde Lefidus Pshat, in a nutshell, is, according to Rashi and Tesis, comes out that the whole sugya is not a sugya of Vishal, and not a sugya of this. According to these Gedolei Acharonim, it's not a sugya of Vishal, and not a sugya of Nizdabkoi Demara. The sugya over here is Pashin, when he gets a Perur that are Pashin Hashem, or more than a Kazayim. Do they have a third spot, or do they not have a third spot? Even without Bishul, even without anything, it doesn't have a third pas. And more than a Kazayit, it doesn't have a third pas. That was the position of Yitzchak. That's the Ritva. Now we can be Matarit, the Ritva. The Ritva, we said, started off like Rashi. We said that we're talking about Bishul. And at the end, he said, it ended off like Tesis. We're not talking about Bishul. Because there's no focus in Rashi and Tesis at the end of the day. Bikarum. The Chiddush is, the fact that we're talking about Bishul, we're talking about Chavitza, which is not Bishul, is Dabku, is not Ma'alam and not Mer, like Nachum Zava said. Doesn't make a difference. The Nekuda is, but again, the Perurim, plus Mechazayim, Perurim, Gedolim, Mechazayim. Do they have a third spot? Then have a third spot. Really, you can learn the beginning like Shittas Rashi, and learn the end like Shittas Tesis, because it doesn't make a difference if it was Bishul. It doesn't make a difference if it was Dabku. Either way, it's not Ma'alam and not Mer. As they come to us, the Pharaoh, and the Sugi. Just one other nekuda, just be mindful for the lechem also the kuta. The only one that is just a little background on this Mishnah in the challah. Mishnah challah, this pasuk shana Mishnah challah, and like as the shenemish comes out, they should be able to understand the tesis and the halacha l'maisa of when you get to eating donuts on Hanukkah and other things like that. The Mishnah Chal says, Sarakav Mishnah He says, Isa Shetchilot Sufganim, Isa was, as beginning was Sufganim, which means Lilot Rasa. The dough was a very thin dough. It's not a thick dough, it's very loose. A loose dough, like a cake batter. Thank you. It's like a batter, not a dough. V'sefei Sufganim. And also the end was Sufganim, which means that the end being sufganim means that you did not bake it in the oven, rather you either fried it in oil or in drash, or you cooked it in a pot. That is Peturim and Echal.
However, if you first made a regular dough and then you fried it at the end or cooked it, or tilata sufkinin v'sefer yisa, or you made like a batter and sefer yisa you baked it in the oven, there are chayav shlachah. You are chayav shlachah. So there's machlokes rishonim. What happens? The Mishnah says tilata yisa v'sefer sufkinin. If you make like a challah batter and then you make, then you're metagen it or you're mevashel it in water, the halacha is that it's chayav shlachah. So what would be in a case that you made a regular dough and you decided to, you're not going to bake it in an oven, you're going to bake it outside in the sun, like Rashi says, kuta. So says Rabbeinu Tam, you're chayav in challah. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that as long as you started off making isa, making your regular dough, the chayav challah is tali in the time that you make the dough. And since at the time that you made the dough, gracious are you sensation, tali the dough. Since at the time that you made the dough was ovo, was thick, chayav in challah. I don't care what you did at the end. First Mishnah. You love the isa, the same is sufkin. If even it could be your kavana was at the time that you made the dough, that you're gonna make it into sufkinin at the end. You're gonna be mavashlin in water, or metagin it in shemen, or bake it in the sun as opposed to in an oven. Doesn't make a difference. Since at the time that you made the dough, it was chayav in challah, therefore the challah is not talking. However, the Rash understands, no. This Mishnah is only talking about where you change the mind in the middle. You decided you're gonna make challah though. You make challah. And then you change your mind in the middle and you said, you know what, instead of making challah, I'm going to make it into donuts. And I'm going to deep fry them. Then you're chayav in challah. Because at the time that you made the challah, the dough, your kavana was to make it into challah. And you only switched your mind afterwards. However, if the chatchila you made the dough with your kavana was to be mevashalit, then you're not chayav in challah. That is how Rashi goes. Rashi goes like this. Rash. And the main Rashi says, by lechem ha'osin lekuta. Since the chatchila, when you made it without the intention, even though you made regular dough, you made it without the intention of baking it in an oven, you were planning on baking it in the sun, therefore it does not have a din of chal, you're not chayav chal. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, says no, even in that case you're chayav chal. That's why he asks on Rashi, he says you're chayav chal in such a case, since your kavana, the chatchila, was to make it into, doesn't make a difference. What your kavanah lechatchila was, as long as it was made into dough at the beginning, you're chayav shlachah. There's one of the machlokes in the Rishonim, and that is the chiyuv hamitzi tali in the shas of the chiyuv challah. Is the tali, we know challah is tali at the time that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, tali in the shas that you're making the isa. Is the chiyuv hamitzi also tali in that, or not? Let's say you made a regular dough, and then you deep fried it. Do we say that since it was chayav shlachah already, from the time they made the regular dough, therefore you're going to make hamaiti also? Or do we say, since at the end of the day I'm eating something which is deep fried, then I don't reckon, and hamaiti is not totally in the shas of the isa, it's in the shas of the afir. Since at the end of the day there was no afir, therefore you did not make hamaiti. That is two shitas and tesis. Tesis brings down both these. Machlokes, and machlokes rishonim, and it's machlokes, megeh halacha l'maisa, of how we go. Just, Hatzama, basic two machlokes in Minigat Isa, Chilasa Isa v'Sefer Sufkinin. First of all, if you have Isa that you're going to turn into Sufkinin, your Kavana is to turn it into Sufkinin. You're going to bake, you're not going to bake it. You're going to deep fry it. Does it get have a din of Isa that you have Chayav Chala or not? For your Ben Tam, it does. For your Rashi, doesn't. And also the Chiyuv of Hamaiti is a tali in the Shas Gilgal HaIsa. Or is it tali in the time that you're eating it at the end of the day? We see that even though the Chabchila, you made an Isa, but at the end of the day, it's Mitzuge B'Shemen, still, the Lata is, we go make Hamaiti. At the end of the day, it's Mitzuge B'Shemen. You see, even when it gets to the Chiyuv Hamaiti, we go Basar, the Chabchila, and not Basar then. That's Chizim. What is it? As they come to the Sugya. Anybody like to stay for a 2-minute shmooze? For those that are interested, just a little hour that I had on shmooze. The
The Ramchal says that every year, by every Yom Tov, the same Ma'aretz that we had at that time, the Yom Tov, are in the Torah again. Really, by Pesach, Chayav Adam Kol Yisrael Zatmik, and we Yom Tov in Mitzrayim, because you have the same Ma'aretz that they have in Yisrael Mitzrayim. You have every single year, and your Avodah is by every single Yom Tov, to Chap on Torah Zaharetz, and Kilo Hu Yom Tov in Mitzrayim. Every day, Pesach, that Lecharo, by Shavuot, the same thing. You have the same Ma'aretz that we had, B'Shas Matan Torah, the Walls of Torah. Every day, Lecharo, every year, a person has to be Mechabal Torah in Mechadosh. Now, many people think to themselves, you're Bachar, you're a Gaman, learning Shiva, learning first Seder, and the second Seder, and the ninth Seder. Exactly what are sometimes you learn Beit HaSarim, extra credit sometimes before going to sleep. When exactly do you want me to learn more? What more do I have to be with Kabbalah Torah? What's my Avodah? My Avodah is Kabbalah Torah. I have Kabbalah Torah last year. When I decided to go to Yeshiva, when I was in ninth grade, I was Kabbalah Torah. It's the center, I haven't left. What exactly is Mutal Aleinu in the Indian of Kabbalah Torah? So I was referred to Rabbi Yehuda says Shar Gimel. He says Vadaki Amilus Al Yonis Minister of Mitzvot Asay. The rest of the Amilus that we have are a certain Mitzvot Asay that we got. Kemoi Amilus Abechiru Rabbi Tzadka. Kemoi Amilus Talmatera. Number two on this. Amilus Abechiru Amilus Talmatera. Amilus is Bainu Megidulas Hashem. Amilus Zichron Chasodos. Ma'alat HaKadusha, Ma'alat HaAvodah, Ma'alat HaYira, Ma'alat HaAvah, Ma'alat HaDvikah, v'chulu v'chulu. U'ba'avor ha-Ma'alat HaEila Nivra Adam. Dvikah, Avah, Yira, Yisbeinu Medrachah, Bechira, Tamatera. All these things, for these things, ba'avor ha-Ma'alat HaEila Nivra Adam. U'ma'atikveit ha-Nivra in Ma'yotim Amal Nafshe V'ikir Iske B'dvarim Sh'Nivra Ba'avor. And what purpose does the person have if he doesn't work towards the thing that he's created for? If this is the reason why you're created, I tell you, you want to know, what am I doing here? If this is the reason, I'll tell you exactly. List off, what is it? Eight things? You want to know what you're created here for? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. That's what you're created for. These are the things you're created for. But meanwhile, Iker, Isker, Shalom has to be in these things. Happens to be that Torah is only two. I don't know if he goes in what the order is over here. But even without that, he's mashved to the Indian of Torah as Milus Al Yonis. All these other things, Ava, Yira, Zvekus, Zvayna Medrachos, all these great Zachin, he's mashma that they have the same Malah Yerna Kilo Aser. Kumtayus, Lacharit, this has to be our Iker Avodah. That's Lacharit, the Indian of Kabbalah Aser. Kabbalah Aser, we say in the Agada, Ilu Karvanu Sinai Arsinim, but not someone of Aser, Dayin. That's what the Shaila is. What's the hope for? He didn't get the Aser, then. Came Chayin Averich Amin. What would we have if we never turn? How many times would we even die? So Revolvo used to say, when the Seder used to say that Ilu Kavana, that really the Tachlis is for the Maimon Harsinai. The Tachlis was Kara Kol Rehim Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the Maimon Harsinai. Pasuk Zu Amasim. They got the Darga that their Mamash able to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu through Einin Mavadim. They got to the Gresa Darga. Adam Rishon Kadmachem. They had a Zad Zvekus and a Zad Avon here at Hakadosh Baruch Hu that nothing compared to them. That was the Tachlis. Only afterwards, and Bethlehem, all we heard was the Aseret HaDibros. We didn't get the Kabbalah, we didn't get the rest of the Torah by Shavuot. The Aseret HaDibros we heard, and Anochi Hashem we heard from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself was enough. The reason why we have the Torah is the way we say it is just a souvenir. We could look at the Torah and remember what it was by Martina, or Thermos. It keeps the Maimon Har Sinai warm. We'll still be able to feel the Maimon Har Sinai. But everything that we're working to during the Torah is to get the Maimon Har Sinai. To get the Godot Torah, Shemivu De, Godot Amot, Shemivu De Maisa. Ein Emedu Sheker, Ela Maisa. Ein Echanami, Torah is the Gresh of Zah. Torah is the whole Chafat Echol Yishpur Bo. And every second of Torah, like the Yerushalmi says, is connected all the mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, what's the Torah supposed to bring a person to? Torah is to bring a person to Avo, Yira, Zvekia, Salif Madrako, Bechira, all the different things that are mentioned over here. I mean, look, that's Lachar, what was Nichon on Kabbalah Torah. Kabbalah Torah was that they were stood there by Maimon Har Sinai, and they got the Avon, they got the Yira, they got the Dvekas and the Alich B'Drachos. So, very good that we learned first Seder, second Seder, and ninth Seder, and Chas V'Shalom not to be Mezalv on it. But the Ikar Kabbalah Torah is, how much is the Torah affecting us, playing out in our lives? How much does it bring us to Avon, the Yira, the Dvekas, the Alich B'Drachos? It's everything that the Torah is supposed to bring us to. So, Mephil Sherman says, it says that he has the whole Tulum of or Pinchas Ben Yair, and beginning Zuz, maybe the Zira says, what brings a person to Zuz? Alderach Haprat is Torah. The basis for everything is Torah. The Sulam doesn't count Torah as any of them. Torah is not mentioned in the Tumah. Because the Torah is the bottom. The Torah has got to bring you to everything else. The Torah has got to bring to the Avot, to the Yerot, to the Fekin. Really, we want to know what is the Ingaman, what is a Bachar, what is somebody that's spending his whole days learning Torah, what does he have to do with Kabbalah Torah? Makabal, like we had in our Sinai, is that the Torah should play out in our lives, that it should bring us to the Avot, the Yerot, and the Dvekis that we had by our Sinai.